12 o'clock midday.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
Good afternoon. The offshore radio ship MB Communicator, home of Laser 558, sailed from the Nogdeep Channel today, escorted by the British government surveillance vessel Guardline Tracker. The communicator had been plagued by generator problems since yesterday, and after a night of heavy storms on the North Sea, the government vessel took up position alongside the ship earlier today. It isn't yet known if the communicator had asked for assistance or if the authorities boarded the vessel. Both ships are now believed to be heading for Harwich on the east coast of England. The crew of the Guardline Tracker would not comment on whether or not the action they had taken was on the authorization of land-based officials. With a look back at Laser's time on the North Sea, Andy Johnson.
Laser 558 was one of the most successful offshore radio stations to challenge Europe's land-based broadcasters since the first such station took to the high seas in 1958. Its programmes of non-stop hit music at one time had an audience of over 8 million listeners, but from the time Laser arrived off the east coast of England until today, the station was plagued with technical problems. Nevertheless, the station was seen as such a threat by Britain's independent local radio operators, who found their listeners deserting in droves to the brash American newcomer, that they put pressure on the UK government to silence both Laser and her neighbour Caroline. A government surveillance vessel took up station in the Nogdeep Channel of the North Sea, where both ships were anchored. The authorities claimed both stations were supplied from England in contravention of legislation passed in 1967, designed to silence offshore radio once and for all. In fact, both Laser and Caroline tendered from Spain. Last night's storms, coupled with a lack of cash and ever-increasing generator problems, finally proved too much, and Laser's brave attempt to shake up European broadcasting came to an end. It is ironical that the government ship, Guardline Tracker, which escorted Laser to Harwich, was once upon a time a sister ship to the communicator.